Perek Beis Mishnah Beis V'Chagiga. We're going to now turning back to the Korbanos for a second. We're going to for the next couple of Mishnahs deal with the issue of smicha, of putting your hands on the korban before you bring it, and whether or not you bring an olas re'ia on Yom Tov. We actually, since we learned Beitza the other day, so this was already, we already discussed this in large point, the machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and I remember I mentioned to you then about how that's an old machlokas. So anyways, this is the Mishnah that talks about that old machlokas. It says, we have five pairs. If you look at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, it basically says, as soon as, when Bayis Sheni resumed, the Anshei Kenes Gadolah set up shop, and soon after they began, the Torah leadership stopped being in a single, amongst individuals, like no one individual had the whole Masorah, they seem to be working in pairs, called the Zugos. Zugos are pairs. So you already see, where it begins, you have the last of the Anshei Kenes Gadolah, the 120, and then right away you had Shimon HaTzadik, and then he had Antigonus Yishsocho, and then ready that after that we get five generations of Zugo, so pairs. Okay, so these are those five generations. You'll see them now. Each of the generations, the pair of two, one of them is the Nasi. We discussed that at length elsewhere, like the Haile Jewish people, and then the Av Basin, the number two. So you see each of these two pairs, the first name is the Nasi, the second name is the Av Basin. And here's basically what's the Mishnah. There's not much content beyond that in the Mishnah. It says, Yosi ben Yoezer, he was the Nasi, and he's the first of the Zugos Doros, Omer Shalol Lismoch. He said he shouldn't do smicha on Yom Tov. He shouldn't lean on an animal. The issue was, remember we said, there's an Isser Derabanan of leaning on animals. Riding on animals lets you come to break off twigs and so on, and we don't ride on animals if they're your animals. So he said, on Yom Tov, since you would need to do smicha, leading an animal, he helped before you do shechita, immediately before. So therefore, you can't do that on Yom Tov, so you can't bring your ola on Yom Tov. Okay? Like we discussed on Beitza. And Yosef ben Yochanan Omer, he says, no problem. Lismoch, he said, you can lean on the animal right before. He holds, you do need to have smicha immediately before shechita, but what's the big deal? Because the Torah said, bring ola shriya, and that means do it even on Yom Tov, so I have no problem with that. And the rabbis, whenever goes, are on leaning away on animals.
Wasn't this a machlokas that they still may shama?
Yeah, well, we're going to get there in a second. Yes. They're the
saying it in their names.
Well, this, as I mentioned back then, this is like the first. This is the first machlokas that cropped up amongst the Jewish people. First
this,
one.
This one?
This is the top. This is where it all began, where the rift began. Yes, you're going to see the Hillel and Shammai are the fifth pair of Zugos. That was the first pair of Zugos. So then, the next generation, Yeshua ben Pracha, Omer, Shlo Lismoch, he again, the Nasi said, don't be somech, do smicha. Nitahar, Bailey said, Omer, Lismoch, you could. And then the next generation, Yudah ben Tabai, these are already Yudah ben Tabai, who said you could, be somech, and Shimon ben Shetach, who said you shouldn't. That's already in the time of the Chashmonaim. Right?
You twisted it around. Yudah says not to do it, and Shimon ben Shetach says you can.
Yes, if I said it wrong, I didn't mean that. Yeah, correct. So those three first Doros you have, that the Nasi is saying don't, and the Av Basin says do. Now the next door flip-flops around. Now you have Shmaya, who says you could be Somech. He's the Navi, is Nasi, I should say, and he says you could do Smicha. And Avtalion says Shlo Lismach, you shouldn't. Shmaya and Avtalion were Gerim converts, famous. They were the Rebbes of Hillel. Okay, famously. They're the ones in the Beis Midrash. You saw them on him on the roof there, and so on, brought him in. And Hillel u'Menachem, hey, where's Shammai? No, Hillel u'Menachem, Hillel was the Nasi, and Menachem was the Basin. Lo nechleku, they didn't argue. They both agreed. That was the first time in a number of generations where the Nasi and the Basin are in agreement. You could do smicha and do shechita on Yom Tov for an ola, no problem. However, Yatza Menachem, eventually Menachem went elsewhere. The Gemara says he was called off by Herod to do to impress into service of the king. Nichnas, so he went out and took him with him, by the way, 80 pairs of students, it says. Nichnas Shammai, so Shammai took his place. Shammai Omer Shlo Lismoch. Shammai said no. He went with like of Talion of the previous generation of that base and says you shouldn't do smicha. And Hillel Omer Lismoch, he said you could do smicha. Now that's not even Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Those are just them, Shammai the elder and Hillel the elder. Now the Mishnah says Harishonim Hayo Nasiim, and this five pairs. The first of two was the Nasi, Vashnim, and then the second on the list was Lehem Avos Basin, there was Av Basin. That's just the setup of how this machlokas erupted and never got resolved.
Good question. So, this saying, is the question, Smicha and Shmita, or just Avos?
Well, they're package deal. We'll see in the next Mishnah. We'll see. Yeah, it's package deals.
What is it saying?
He says, well,